This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Defense Secretary Mark Esper Thursday lashed out at Turkey for its invasion of northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
Yesterday, President Trump said he's lifting sanctions on Turkey after it agreed to a ceasefire.
Turkey has done what we've asked him to do.
Today in Brussels, Esper took a different tone.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation.
Calling it an unwarranted invasion that jeopardizes gains made against Islamic State fighters. Ahead of meeting with his Turkish counterpart at NATO headquarters, Esper said Turkey's moving in the wrong direction.
We see them spinning closer into Russia's orbit than into the Western orbit.
And says it needs to again become a responsible ally. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
One of President Donald Trump's key allies in the U.S. Senate, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, has introduced a resolution to condemn House Democrats for impeachment proceedings against the president. Graham said that 41 Republican members of the Senate are co-sponsors of his bill. The South Carolina senator said the current proceedings are a danger to the presidency.
41 Republican senators and growing is a strong signal to our House colleagues that you're off script here. There's a way to do it, a right way and a wrong way, and you've chosen the wrong way.
The non-binding resolution calls on the House to hold a vote to open an official impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said such a vote is not necessary. The impeachment inquiry centers on President Trump's decision to withhold nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine for several months, while he and some of his aides pushed Kiev to open investigations that would benefit him politically. It is against U.S. law to solicit help from foreign governments to interfere in a U.S. election. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has criticized China for its diplomatic and trade policies, especially its handling of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong the past few months. In a speech in Washington, Pence criticized Nike Corporation and the National Basketball Association as well for, in his words, kowtowing to Beijing and muzzling criticism of China. The vice president said the NBA had failed to defend Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey after he tweeted support for Hong Kong protesters.
For the last few years, Beijing has increased its interventions in Hong Kong and engaged in actions to curtail the rights and liberties of its people.
Nike stores in Beijing removed Houston Rockets merchandise after Morey's tweet. China also refused to air preseason NBA games played in China. The NBA stands to lose billions of dollars after most Chinese businesses with partnerships either canceled or suspended their deals with the league. Pence's speech came one day before Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin meets with Chinese officials to try to end an ongoing trade war. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the only way to break the Brexit impasse is a general election, and he will ask Parliament for just that. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson said he would ask lawmakers to vote on Monday on a motion calling for an early election. Johnson has been mulling his next move since Tuesday when lawmakers blocked his attempt to fast-track an EU divorce bill through Parliament in a matter of days. Lawmakers said they need more time to scrutinise the legislation, making it all but impossible for Britain to leave the EU on the scheduled date of October the 31st with a deal. The British government has been awaiting the EU's decision on whether to postpone the UK's departure to prevent a chaotic no-deal exit. Zaria Shackley, London.
U.S. congressional leaders and members of the public are paying tribute to the late Congressman Elijah Cummings as his body lay in state at the Capitol, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
If I can help.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Cummings a guiding light.
Elijah was truly a master of the House.
Fellow Congressman Emanuel Cleaver offered a prayer, saying, O Lord, the chair of the committee.
Elijah Cummings is now meeting you, the chair of the board of all of the universe.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Elijah Cummings did not just represent Baltimore, he embodied it.
He celebrated its victories, sought to advocate for its needs, and worked to heal its wounds.
North Carolina's Mark Meadows, who frequently sparred with him in Congress, called Elijah Cummings a close friend whose smile would consume his whole face. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm David Byrd, VOA News.